The Art of Public Strategy, Mobilising Power and Knowledge for the Common Good. Author, Jeff Mulgan. How can modern governments create the spaces required for thought, learning and reflection in order to allow them to plan a socially inclusive, environmentally sustainable and more caring future? How can power be harnessed in pursuit of the innovative public policy? How can knowledge be translated into political action? The challenge is that solutions do not lie mainly in technology, but in the education and the skills of people, human capital, and the value of institutions. For social enterprises and governments, success in creating beneficial public outcomes and being able to assess those achievements is remarkably hard to measure. For this reason, considerable effort has gone into working out not only what public interventions cost, but also attempting to measure the value they create. It is public strategy. Public strategy is the systematic use of public resources and powers by public agencies to achieve public goals. So what we're concerned with here is how the extensive mass of public agencies, laws, services, embassies, armies, and laboratories that make up a modern state can be led in the same direction and serve a public interest that lies well beyond the state. Denmark, which comes top, is a particularly interesting example, as it generally comes near the top of international rankings for GDP and employment rates, as well as social and environmental outcomes. It also stands out for having pursued a sustained and effective strategy in response to the economic shocks of the 1980s that helped to preserve its very high levels of social provision. That is why the Danish public expects a lot from their government, pay a lot for it, as measured by the public sector share of GDP, and they also get much for their money. Bad strategies. Some of the most visible strategies of recent years have been disasters, and disasters are always instructive. Indeed, most people learn more from their own failures than they do from successes. When Japan's emperor famously told his people, as the Second World War came to an end, that the war situation had developed, not necessarily to Japan's advantage, he was responding to a self-imposed disaster, with a typical air of denial that afflicts those in power. Yet ironically, this turned out to be the beginning of a period of unprecedented prosperity and freedom, and the government he ruled over learned quickly and transformed itself completely. Failures are instructive because they remind us what makes the strategy good. These failures happened because of deeply flawed assumptions that were not adequately interrogated by those in power. Right from the start, they were doomed because they were based on flawed observations and weak intelligence. There was inadequate planning for any path of events other than the one hoped for. And then, to compound the problems, they proved unable to learn quickly from mistakes. Predictable mistakes. Governments' mistakes are predictable as they fall into common patterns that include 1. Empathy. Governments' biggest failings are generally those of empathy, the inability to think into the minds of others, particularly enemies. 2. Psychology of investment. Another common pattern of error comes from the psychology of investment. Governments find it much harder to end policies and programs that have had significant past investment. 3. Wishful thinking. Many strategies assume either that their operating environment will remain constant or that existing trends will continue in a straight line. They may do, but more often history takes twists and turns. A particularly common type of wishful thinking is profligacy, which afflicts governments that put their faith in high rates of economic growth, as well as financial sectors, which in every generation repeat the same mistakes of overstretch, soft credit, and weak controls. 4. Failure to understand dynamic processes. Most of the things that governments deal with change in reasonably incremental ways and in slow straight lines, but one of the strange features of the world is that dynamics can run much further than appears likely or possible. 5. Failure to understand that normal probability patterns mean extremes are likely. Any phenomenon that is distributed in a normal curve will be found in extreme forms, so highly unlikely events are still likely to occur sometimes. A 1 in a million possibility could happen well over 60 times in a nation of 60 million people. A variant of this is the difficulty governments have in understanding patterns of extreme evil. The four duties of government. Governments have sought legitimacy through pursuing four broad sets of duties, which continue to be the tests by which governments are judged. 1. Protect. The duty to protect the community from threats, in particular the threats of invasion, civil war, and natural disasters such as floods and famines. This is the heart of any state's contract with its people. If it fails to protect them, it soon loses legitimacy. 2. Promote. The duty to promote public welfare through cultivating a thriving economy and providing care for the sick and poor. Although we think of the welfare state as a modern invention, it had many antecedents, from the rationing of grain in ancient Sumeria to public job programs in ancient Rome. 3. Enforce. The duty to enforce justice, punishing crimes, and resolving disputes. 4. Boost. The duty to boost truth and help the community to understand the world around it, whether through religion or more recently through science. 3 drivers of change: democracy, knowledge, and connections. Only 3 mutually reinforcing trends dramatically accelerated the evolution of government and raised the prominence of public good: the spread of democracy, the growth of knowledge, and the rise of connections. The spread of these 3 clusters of public goods and their interactions explains much about governance today. How can governments know enough to govern? Any government needs knowledge about enemies, citizens, and options. How it is collected, organized, managed, and then either used for positional advantage or shared with citizens is one of the most important issues facing any state. The relevant knowledge may be held low down the hierarchy and isn't called on when critical decisions are made. Alternatively, a version of reality, usually rose-tinted, may be confused with knowledge. A good principle is always to triangulate any piece of knowledge that comes from a public agency. If a department claims that something is happening, never fully believe it until a random visit to a school, hospital, or police station has confirmed from below what was claimed from on top. The same principle applies to research. It is very unwise to believe any single research study, whether in medicine or social policy. Implementation, moving from words to action. A common vice of organizations that are good at thinking about the future is that they neglect the present. Yet every future direction has to start with change behavior in the present, and every serious strategy has to be as concerned with its implementation as with its logical coherence. Lines and spirals implementation by central governments has traditionally been understood as a linear process. Government leaders identify a priority and the broad outlines of a solution, e.g., in the form of a manifesto, directive, or election commitment. Policymakers in central government design a policy to put this into effect, assembling the right collection of tools, legislation, funding, incentives, new institutions, and directives. The job of implementation is then handed over to a different group of staff, an agency, or local government. Within the agency, the task is handed over by managers to more junior staff, and the goal is, hopefully, achieved. The implication of this view is that implementation and delivery are more likely to succeed if there is a tight process with few intermediaries, simple lines of accountabilities, clear prescription to minimize the scope for fudge and tough penalties and rewards on each link in the chain to guarantee performance.